Good morning, everybody. Stephanie, would you call us? Call the roll.
Gail Kennedy, Ann Robin, here. Georgiana Schuster, Sue Suter, here. Deb Roush. Here.
The agenda is presented on page 3. No, pardon me, page 1. Is there a motion? Discussion? Sir. Is there no discussion on the agenda?
No.
Okay. So the motion is to approve the agenda as presented. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Item 4, citizen input participation. Do we have any today? Nope. Okay, we have kind of a, probably have a little bit of a fast meeting today. I have no particular comments to add today. I was hoping to see Georgiana Schuster here today to formally welcome her, but she's not here, right? So
I have a terrible feeling that maybe people are at the other room.
You think so? Mm-hmm. Did she? Oh, she did. Okay, good. All right, item 6, executive director's comments.
I think I should also keep it brief. We have, although it's a light agenda, it could lead to discussion, and so I want to make sure there's enough time for discussion. Welcome back from the very short break. Things are chugging along as expected. The application site opened on January 3rd, I think 3rd, at 8 a.m., and the applications are due February 7. The changes to the application forms this year are very, very minor. So mostly in order that they can be cloned from one year to the next so that agencies who are already working with us have the option to just edit. Don't know if that's very helpful, but it's an enhancement that we can create. So the rest of the business we're gonna be talking about it. So thank you.
Okay, item 7. The minutes from the CCDDB board meeting of December 18th, 2019 are included beginning on page 3 going through page 8. I'd like to make a motion to approve them as presented.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, December 18th minutes are approved as presented. Item 8, is there a motion regarding the expenditure list?
So moved.
Second. Okay. Discussion? Okay, the expenditure list is presented on pages 9 through 12. There's a motion to approve them as presented. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. The expenditures are approved as presented. Under new business, number 9A, the SILA lease agreement is presented on pages 13 or 14. Board action is requested.
You need a motion first. I move to accept
the motion. I can go ahead and read it. There's a motion to authorize the executive director to negotiate new SILA lease agreements with the selected provider with revisions as described in this memorandum and pending approval by the CCMHB. Is there a motion?
So moved.
A second?
Second.
Discussion?
I just want to, so I think this was really clear, the memo, and it's just really because of funding in Illinois, it's just really people are stretched, right? Organizations and, I think if we can do anything we can do to make it easier to serve individuals, I'm in favor of that, obviously. We all are, I think.
Okay. I think what you just said, Sue, and what Lynn or Kim, I'm not sure. Lynn, bold pointed in this particular decision memo is key, that the determination of rent which is lower than the market can be justified as in the best interest of the public and public health, right? Actually, and Dr.
Kennedy,
were...
I guess I was unclear as to who you are negotiating with.
The provider of the services in those two houses doesn't receive any funding from us for the services. They rent the houses from us. And the idea was to keep the rent amount manageable so that they could afford to do business here. And they're taking a lot of other steps to try to enhance their revenue. And it's still the reason to attach this article from the Chicago Tribune for your information was that to demonstrate that things actually haven't gotten better since we did this in the first place. Lowering the rent below market value just requires an acknowledgement that this is in the best interest of the public. There are terms in the RFP that we, you know, so sort of like, if we do things that are outside of the RFP, then we need to RFP again. So basically, this is after a long review, several reviews with an attorney of all of the documents. So IAG is straightforwardly a service provider, just like DSC or CTF or CCMR, that, you know, rents the houses from us, and then they provide services using the state funding, and the state funding is almost not arguably the problem. So, and the people that they serve were selected because they were people who have very complex needs and were being served very far away from their families. So it's a special, the provider is taking care in their original proposal to account for complex needs. So that proposal stays as part of the whole thing.
And I don't know if this, the Tribune article, I don't know if this is the right time. I think we mentioned it last time too. It's a really discouraging article. And the fact that people are on the waiting list for 7 years just changes your whole life. And I guess what we can do as a board is just make sure that we can provide as many, fund as many community services as possible to serve individuals. Because it's not just a matter of getting them off the waiting list, right? It's right. Where are the services?
Okay. Right,
I think. And so I think I would be open to any ideas, not right now, but, you know, anything we can do to address any of this. And I think that motion we just did, but anything else we can do, I think, to address this.
Comments or discussion? Welcome.
So another thing is this memo proposes that I offer, that I negotiate with the agency about the rental amounts and other terms of the lease. There's a bunch of language in the leases that relates to renovations which were needed to bring it up to the state's licensing standards. So that isn't necessary anymore. There are a few other adjustments to make in the lease, but as far as the terms they have to live with, I'm not asking for a very big decrease in the rent here. If you all thought we should decrease the rent even more, I could bring it back to you. The only difference would be that it eventually might start to have an impact on the budget, on your annual budget. There's a whole bunch of money in savings right now that's only can be used for the house, so it's quite safe to lower the rent. And, you know, by the time By the time the DD board's payments have caught up to the mental health board's payments, there will be sufficient fund to carry like that for a while. But I could look at even lower amounts if that, I mean, either if the negotiations fell through or if you don't like where I'm going with this. So.
I'm not sure what you're saying, Lynn. Do you want us to change the decision memo or no?
No.
It's just background information?
Yeah. And, okay. And it could come back.
Okay, so the motion is on the table. All in favor of authorizing the ED to negotiate new facility lease agreements as presented on page 14 at the bottom of the page?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Okay, so item B is the Chicago Tribune article that Ms. Suter just briefly spoke about. We've read quite a few of these Tribune articles in the last few months. One is more disheartening than the previous one. This one really, really felt personal to me. So I just think that the Tribune did a really good job of looking at all of the major players, so to speak, in this and getting opinions from people that really tied it all up in a nice cyclical problem, how big this issue is. So it's good to read these articles as a refresher, just to remind us what kind of situation we're in here in the state of Illinois. It's a good way. Any further discussion about that particular article?
Lynn, ACMI, which is the association, the state association, so through their legislation and legislative and budget hearings in Springfield, they're also addressing some of this, correct?
Yeah.
I mean, I know there's only so much.
It's DD is really a small world, right? I mean, Kim and I are on every one of those of the committee calls for the association when we're talking about DD, and there are usually only two other people there. But the legislative committee, which I'm also on, has agreed to take our recommendations and push them. So they do, and they were very supportive. It was like quite easy last year because it was mostly around wage increases, which, you know, mm-hmm. and looking at the rates again, which is easy to say, it's easy to understand, it's easy to advance. You know, when you start talking about actually flexibility within the rules or other types of waiver programming, people get lost. So, and then I think that this year we've sort of been overwhelmed by mental health legislation that took everybody's attention. And there's so many more people working on that. So I think it's, when it comes to DD advocacy, it really is about numbers. I mean, we're present for all of it. We're pushing easy messages, but then, you know, they get sort of swamped by stuff like school mental health.
Yeah.
Like, that's huge. Right? And first responders. Mm-hmm. So, anyway. But, no, they've made that commitment.
Item C under new business is a memorandum on the mini grant update beginning on page 21 going through to page 22. It's presented for information. Is there any discussion or regarding that?
Deborah?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, thank you for the update, and thank you for the work that you've done. Sounds like things are moving forward. I guess my main comment is what I said in the committee meeting when we were making the determinations, is I hope we will do an evaluation, maybe at 3 months and 6 months and a year, something like that, to find out what the impact is on the individuals of the grant. So I would like to see some kind of a evaluation instrument come forward, and I would really like to see that by the next meeting, if that's something that's reasonable to ask staff to do. I'd be glad to discuss it with people. I'm not good at writing those things, but I do want to see some kind of an evaluation, because this is a unique thing that we're doing, and some of the items like televisions and iPads are a little bit hard to say how they're really impacting people.
We have built into the agreements with each of the people a requirement that they report back to us within 6 months of receipt of the item about how it's going. And that's all the structure that we put to it, because, you know, this is really all hands on deck. We have all been spending a lot of time on this, and it's partly because, you know, people are busy. It's hard to get a hold of them. It's hard to get the service agreements back, and then we run into snags with vendors, and our own purchasing process is quite, you know, it's a very high bar. So I thought we didn't want to ask too much of them in order to get information back. So we have yet to develop specific questions. So if you have ideas about how a person might actually respond, like, we don't want to lose them with too many questions, but we do need to get information, and they know, they're agreeing to do that. So that's as far as we've taken it. So if you, I think if you can help us, you know, with specific questions that would be helpful to you, then this is a great time to do that. Okay, thank you.
The one thing that kind of stands out to me about this whole process is that we've had to deny individuals labor and installation costs for really functional needs like bathrooms, retrofitted bathrooms. And so I really hope that there's a way to look at that. I don't know the legalities, the ins and outs of that. I know there's been some discussion about that, and Lynn's trying to nail that down just to see if or what we can possibly do to help those individuals who may not even be able to use the materials that they were allotted during this round of granting, because they don't really have the funding or the other means to accomplish the whole task, from a, you know, hiring an installer or carpenter or whatever.
Excuse me. Being on the committee, I think, just like we've talked about, there's a fine line between too much red tape and making it just cumbersome for people to apply, and then as a reviewer, valuing more information. And there's a fine line, I think, there, because we don't know the situations, we don't know the families, which on the one hand is a good idea. I just appreciate the staff going back on these ones that you commented on, and that are reevaluating in terms of like labor costs. I just appreciate the work that you did with the individual families, because we don't know all the circumstances, and that really helps to know some of the circumstances in terms of making those decisions.
So, you know, we are getting a lot of feedback from some people. I think that what you all are talking about, and you've actually said this before, that we should have a formal evaluation instrument for this. We're getting pages and pages of feedback from some people, and then hard to reach others. So somewhere in there, you know, I need to kind of figure it out. But some of the feedback we've gotten so far has been so helpful, and it could maybe end up in your priorities memo. One lady was talking to us like she was Cheryl Hanley Maxwell, who spent her life researching, you know, some of these issues, and that's a mom of a high school student. student who's figured it out through living it. It was really gratifying to listen to. So I think there's a lot of potential in this feedback. I just don't really know how to get it and make it consistent. So that's a good project.
Given what Ann said, what we've all said, maybe the, at least as a start, our the committee that did the reviewing, we need to sit down and maybe go through that feedback, sort of do a evaluation or a review on how we can make it better, like a debriefing, and go through some of that to also present to the board so that we take advantage of some of that. And I think the review committee would be willing to help out with that. Sorry.
Well, I agree that that's a good idea. Perhaps if this is going to be ongoing, not only the people who were involved this year, but people that we want to recruit to be involved next year, sit in on that so they hear what, you know, some of the problems were and some of the positives and feedback were, and are able to get up and running quickly next year.
All right, the next item is the UCP update presented on page 23. Comments? Discussion?
I just have a question. How many, I know that I think Community Choices have served, are serving 9 individuals. How many individuals do we have left that perhaps aren't getting served?
If I remember correctly, there was 17 individuals total.
Okay.
They are all working with the Independent Service Coordination, and Community Choices has reached out to the ISC to move forward with getting those 9 people, whoever they are, it's a first come, first serve, into services.
Okay. And I saw where DSC is also looking at maybe being able to serve some.
So the agencies are here. I learned from a very happy parent that Community Choices was actually reaching out to some of the people already. And we've talked to DSC all along throughout this, and they have an intake process that they're, you know, they consider a case by case. So they're also working with the ISCs. It's just they didn't ask for an expansion of their capacity, and they're right now serving the target for this year. So it may be a while before they can take people on, but some of these people were already DSC clients. So the good news is that they're all connected to someone, to a service provider. Right? Or at least they're all connected to the ISC. Yeah.
Okay. Any discussion, any ideas, concerns to mull over under the board direction title here? Okay, successes and other agency information, item F.
Hi, I'm Laura Bennett from DSC, and my story today is about the power, I think, of connection and relationships. It's a gentleman that we've served for over a year in our Philo Road location. He started attending 2 days a week, and he liked it so much he added a third day. He's really enjoyed being there, and he has had no trouble moving about the building, getting involved in the different activities within the building, but he's always struggled with leaving the building for a fire drill and leaving the building to participate in any kind of community involvement, any kind of community activity. Well, my staff have worked with him since he came, focusing on lowering some of that resistance and helping him to feel more comfortable with the fire drills and helping to connect his peers and having them help him. And I'm pleased to say that he has successfully participated in a couple of fire drills. We've also worked with his family to try to find out, you know, how can we work together to help him get involved with some of the activities we're participating in out in the community. He's always refused. December of this year, he accepted an offer, and he's now participating in a weekly coffee group with his friends. So I'm really proud of everyone who's worked with him, and just wanted to share that with you guys.
I'm Becca Obachowski with Community Choices. I thought I would just give you guys a quick update kind of on where things stand with us taking on some of the folks that had been served by UCP. We've talked to, I think, about 5 people who have reached out to us so far. We were in communication with the ISCs about a week ago, kind of updating them and making sure they understood our process, and we've been kind of getting referrals as ISCs are able to reach out to the people and kind of get them connected to us. The additional sort of funding capacity has allowed us to sort of hire an additional person to support those people. We are hoping to make an offer to somebody either today or tomorrow, so they should be up and running soon. But we did want to kind of get in communication with people ahead of time so that if there was any sort of emergent needs, we could kind of get to those before they had sort of their kind of dedicated person just with our current staff, and that's going well. So we're hoping to, you know, talk to the rest of those people and just kind of figure out where everybody's at and be able to kind of move forward with that. So that's been, that's going well so far. And then I also just wanted to sort of point people's attention. I don't know if you guys all read Smile Politely, but we had an individual that we worked with who also actually DSC works with. So it's been kind of a nice, she uses services all around the community. She published one of her, a series of articles or interviews that she does with people in the community who are working to sort of build a more welcoming and inclusive place here in our Champaign-Urbana area. Last Monday, I think the 13th, she published an article with Carol Inskeep from the Urbana Free Library. So if you guys haven't had a chance to read any of those, it's Building a Better Champaign-Urbana is sort of the series title. They're really great. They're just absolutely sort of delightful to read and a nice sort of profile of a lot of interesting people in our community too. So those are, you can just search for that or for Jillian on Smile Politely. So just kind of wanted to point that out. But thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Katie Harmon from Champaign County Regional Planning Commission. I just wanted to provide just a quick update on one of our staff was actually recognized by the University of Illinois School of Social Work as the outstanding new social worker of the year. And so even though she's not funded directly through the DDB, she is part of our larger ISC team, so I thought it was worth noting. Her name's Annie Bruno, and she's been with regional planning for several years. And the recognition was somebody who has graduated with their master's in social work within the last 5 years and has made kind of significant professional growth and accomplishment. So I just wanted to share that with you guys.
Okay, that's great.
Caitlin with CU Able. I wanted to give you guys an update on our Good 360 program that we recently started with Walmart. We also have an association with Lazy Boy with them, and we were able to give out 4 Lazy Boys to people in our community. 2 of them were motorized. And we recently started a program with Walmart where we're taking their returned goods that are still in resellable condition and handing them out to people with disabilities in the community. We actually have our first pickup. We kind of started an online store so people could, you know, choose what they wanted, and we can give them and kind of set them out for them and get them to them for free. There's been a lot of space heaters that have been really helpful that people grabbed up real fast. A lot of dog and cat food has also been donated, and that's been able to go to families with people with disabilities to help them offset their costs.
Great. Great, thank you. Thank you all. Okay, moving on to item 10, old business. The meeting schedules are on pages 24 through 27. Our next meeting will be February 19th in this room at 8 a.m. Looks like we don't have a John Dimmitt meeting until October. Is that correct?
I think at the next meeting, there's a presentation scheduled, right, Kim? Okay. It's Katie Hartman. And we will also, maybe another one. By that meeting, we'll also have a list of successful applicants. Successful means they got everything in by the deadline so that you can consider the requests for funding. But at that, we'll just have had up for a couple days when we put the board packet together, so it'll just be a list. But we can answer questions if something strikes you from the list. We also should talk about how, if you want to get involved with reviewing applications, how you might do that. I don't know if everybody has a login right now for the online system or if that's your cup of tea anyway. But that's the easiest way. For me, it's the easiest way, but it's also quite easy for us to just make paper copies of all the applications, let you have them. Then if you are thinking about them, you can look them up.
I've done online in the past, but I've retrofitted myself back to a paper gal. So, yeah.
It's easier for me to.
It's the beginning of the process, though. That'll be the first meeting after we have the list of applications. So whatever is going to work for you, let us know. And if you don't want to read applications along with us, that's also fine. We'll be doing staff analysis of them all.
Item B under old business is the acronyms and glossary, pages 28-35. Under item 11, CCMHB, is there any input today?
They have a meeting this evening, and they also will consider my request to lower the rental amount for the leases. I forgot what other item of business they have. It's really a pretty they have new board members, as do you, and they also have elections. So that's really that's sort of the high, and then then they drop into sort of like the boring silly discussion. It's really important to me, but then they will also have a, like you have, an item for board direction, which is there in case you need to talk about some emerging issue that's on your mind. We decided to try that for them, too, since they have two new board members who might have, specific concerns about the community that this board has never heard. So, anyway, that's what they're doing. And then they're on the same, the application deadline is the same for them. So.
Okay. This is a little bit out of order, but I'd like to formally introduce Georgiana Schuster as their newest member of the board. This is her first real meeting, so welcome. We're happy to have you. Okay, staff reports. We have one from Kim Bowdry, page 36 to 39, Stephanie Howard Gallo, pages 40 to 54, and Chandra Somerville, pages 55 to 67 included. Information, unless either of you would like to touch on anything in your reports. Thank you very much. And then board announcements, anything further?
Oh, yes.
Expo is coming up.
March 28th. It's a Saturday. So from 9 to 2, the Expo always needs volunteers. But it also always needs people walking around, meeting everyone, learning about the services, taking pictures. I think it's planning is well underway. Some of you are involved in committees around the plan. Sue Suter is involved. Maybe I should. Anyway, but that's the main information. Saturday, March 28th at the Vineyard Church.
Anything further? Okay, we are adjourned. Thank you very much.